بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. The last time we began the discussion, the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله المقيت. The being who creates and conveys provisions to all. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through this attribute and sifat and quality of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, of Al-Muqit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys provisions to all the creation. No matter where they may be, this is the responsibility. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah has declared already that when it comes to the sustenance of every single creation, مَا يَدُبُّ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, whichever creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lives on the earth, below the earth, in the skies, above the skies, every single one of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of their needs. And we have no doubt about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides. Many a time we heard kar guzaris also. Jamaats in foreign countries land there late at night, and they have all the currency in the world in their pockets, but they can't buy one morsel of food also. Many a time you travel out somewhere, things are not halal sometimes, but you have all the currency, but you can't buy food. And somehow Allah ta'ala sends it via someone, and without a single dime or penny, Allah Ta'ala places for you the dasturkhan. Jamaat came, some mehman came, somebody opened the dasturkhan, a traveler passing by, gives you something, some patkos, some food, you say, Allah, how you provide? So we have no doubt, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is a provider. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has only given us management skills, where we can manage our lives, our businesses, our properties, etc. But you know, we don't have the final say. Final say is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muqit, the being who creates and conveys provisions to all. And always you mention, it is a command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. That all the beautiful names belong to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So make dua to the names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like you're pressing a button and the light is coming on with the arsh of Allah. Ya Razzaq. Allah says, calling my name, I am Razzaq. Like how somebody calls you Razaq bhai, he's calling me. So he responds, obviously it's not correct to call him Razaq bhai. There are some names that the person has to say Abdul Razaq. Razaq is Allah. Because he's Rahman bhai. So Rahman is Allah, it's Abdul Rahman. Just like how it's Abdullah, you can't say Allah bhai. You've got to say Abdullah. So certain names that we keep like this, we have to say the complete name. So when you call that person, then he responds to you. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, call me by that name, and to that attribute, I will respond to you. And now we know the dire need when it comes to our brothers and our sisters in Gaza right now. Now is the time to make dua, ya muqit. Or the one that sends the provisions, conveys the provisions. Ya Allah, you send it to them. From where it will come, Allah will send them. If Allah could send manna wa salwa to Bani Israel, the Jews, if Allah could send for them from the skies, عِدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا وَآيَةً مِنْكَ. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, those disciples asked for him. Allah Ta'ala sent for us food from the skies. Allah Ta'ala sent it for them. For the Jews also, Allah Ta'ala sent it for them. There's nothing difficult for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to exhibit and display his qudrat once again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it. Allah will send it for them. Where this water will come from, where the food will come from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send it for them. All they're asking is for us to make dua for them. We raise our hands and we make dua for them. May Allah Ta'ala ease their plight and the entire ummah. So here Hazrat mentioned when it comes to Al-Muqit, Qut. Al-Muqit comes from the word Al-Qut. Qut with the ta'ad and naqaf. So Qut refers to food. Al-Muqit is a being who creates physical and spiritual nourishment and conveys it to the bodies and souls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated regarding the creation of the earth, وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ. And it is He, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, had placed in it its food in 4 days. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who placed in it, in the earth, its food in four days. Hassan and Hazrat Sirri radiallahu ta'ala anhumah have mentioned in the explanation of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained sustenance in every portion of the earth. Today, insan has his fear that there's a population explosion and the earth cannot sustain the population. That is the work and the job, the zimmedari of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We put our head down and Allah will supply. Allah's system is like this. When Nasir ibn Khamsa will say, rahmatullah alayh, that amongst the weakest things the Muslim Ummah right now is experiencing is weakness in yaqeen, iman, and weakness in not understanding the system of Allah. System of dunya we know. We know how to operate the whole system of dunya when it comes to our cars, our vehicles, maintenance, properties, etc. All of that we understand it. But the whole La Ta'ala system, that we haven't understood. When the help of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will come, how it will come, that now we haven't understood because we haven't studied. When Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioned by Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was appointed Amir of the army. Very simple, absolutely simple Sahabi radiallahu anhu, hardly could count also. But he knew the system of Allah when he went into the battlefield and he was appointed as Amir. Then he told his soldiers that when I say the first takbir, they make wudu. When I sound the second takbir, they make a sufuf on your rows. When I say the third takbir, then you must fire an attack. Kuffar already lined up. So he said the first takbir. They made wudu. Then the kuffar, they were ready to launch an attack. So he sounded the second takbir, they made the sufuf. Kuffar began to attack already. But Nu'man bin Bashir is looking in the skies. He's looking, he's waiting. And already Sahaba Ikram are being attacked and already losing Mujahideen. But he's not giving the third takbir. Finally, when he looks up at the sky, then he sounds the third takbir. And Sahaba Ikram begin to fire. In a short span of time, they won the battle. When he was asked, oh, Nu'man bin Bashir, how was it that we lost so many men, but you didn't say third takbir? Since a certain time, at Zawal time, midday, when a certain door of Allah Ta'ala's divine help opens, I was waiting for that time. At the time du'as are accepted, so that was the time to attack. They say he knew the system of Allah. When the time to call, how to call, when to call, he knew that. Allah Ta'ala has given us so many times in a day, especially now, we should be making so much of du'a. And every single du'a is weighty. You might think, now what du'a I want to make? How is it going to help our brothers and sisters? We don't know. I remember very clearly at that time, well, that's just an illustration of what du'a can do. When Yunus Padilla Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he had that time, his bypass, and Mawana came back to the masjid after he healed. And I remember among the first talks he gave, then I understood the power of du'a. Then Mawana says that, so the barakah of people's du'as after the bypass, whichever side I turned, I could feel your du'as like cushions around me. There was no discomfort whatsoever. There was no pain, no discomfort. Allah Ta'ala made it so easy, it was just like cushions all around. That is the power of du'a. What sukoon they will experience when it comes to the battle of Badr. When Sahaba Ikram, you can imagine now you face with 1,313, ill-equipped, like our brothers right now, that have nothing, civilians. Ill-equipped, made the decision of their lives, halfway between Medina Munawwara and Badr, and now the tashkil has changed. The tashkil has changed. You're going to loot, now you're going to fight. O my Sahaba, are you ready? O Nabi of Allah, you take us, we are ready. Throw us in the ocean also, we're ready to jump. O Nabi of Allah, take us. But that time, there was Sahaba Ikram also, they were humans. So obviously, the heart will feel, the fear is there. They say, Bashari khawf, human fear is natural. You are going to feel fearful. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Ta'ala told him, oh Musa, throw the stick down, he threw it. And then Allah Ta'ala turned that snake, or that staff into a snake. Walla mudbiran walam yaqim. Quran said that he turned around and he ran, never looked back. But he was such a Nabi of Allah. So Mufassirin say, yes, he was a Nabi of Allah, he was human also. So human fear is there. But Sahaba Ikram had that also. Then looking at the enemy, they're fully equipped to the teeth. And we have nothing by us. At that time, Allah's Qudrat, subhanAllah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, entire night, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu sees Nabi of Allah, his hands are raised to the sky. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Oh, the ones all alive, that is controlling everything. The entire system of the universe is in your control. Ya Allah, through Ya Rahmat, we seek your assistance and your help. So Allah Ta'ala says, Istastaghithuna Rabbakum. O Nabi of Allah, remember the time when you call, when you and Sahaba Ikram call unto Allah for His help. Fastajaba lakum. Allah says that now Allah Ta'ala accepted your call. أني ممدكم بألف من الملائكة and I will send down 1,000 angels for you. I will send down 1,000 angels for you. Allah Ta'ala promised. In that entire battle, the Sahaba Ikram were almost in a raging battlefield. إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسِ أَمَنَةً مِنْهُ عجيب. They say right in the middle of the battlefield, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala caused Sahaba Ikram to fall asleep. إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسِ نُعَاسِ مِنْ slumber. Slumber overtook them. أَمَنَةً أَمَنَةً means as sakina, sukoon, as a peace. I say amana. Amanata minhu, as amana, as peace, sukoon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they fell asleep. And all their fear was removed. Dua was made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his help. Right in the battlefield, Allah ta'ala sent down the rains also. Allah ta'ala sent down the rains so they had water. All happened in that one, in the battle of Badr. Allah shows the barakah of dua. When the ummah is put together, we can imagine the duas of those that were in Medina Munawara, what duas they were making also. And Sahaba Ikram were here. So where du'as are made, there's no barrier between du'as, the arsh of Allah. And when Allah Ta'ala wants to send the du'a also, there's no barrier for Allah. Allah will send it. How Allah will send it? Who's du'a? We don't know. So you've got to continue making du'as. And very importantly, there are times in the day for us to make du'a. There are specific times when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us an open time to Allah Ta'ala's treasury. Take how much you want now. 5 times a day, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says more or less between Adhan and Iqama, du'as are accepted. Guaranteed. You make the du'a is accepted. Ali Naqudah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would say that if the government of the king has to open his treasury and he says it's open time, he wants to come and take, come and take. He says, you come casually, your own time. He says, 1 minute is left. And then you pitch up 1 minute late. And he says, sorry, I'm just 1 minute late. Could you open? He says, we're closed now. Whole day was open, you didn't come to take. So you say, Allah Ta'ala had it open, but you say, I'll come my own time. So Allah will give you, but not what you would have got at that time. That was a special time when the treasury was open. So between Adhan and Iqamah, after every Farz Salah, one dua is guaranteed acceptance. After every Farz Salah, one dua guaranteed acceptance. That is why Hazrat Wala, Abdul Hamid Sahib taught us, barakatuhu, that after our Farz Namaz, we have the Sunnat dua, the very short dua, because between Sunnat and the farz, there shouldn't be a gap. Because the sunnah is a completion to the farz salah. Qiyamah's day, if there's weakness in the farz, Allah will look at the sunnahs in nawafil. So these are all muttasil and they are joined. So between the farz and the sunnah, there should not be a longer gap than the masnoon du'as. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Allahumma la mani lima a'tayta. 4 or 5 du'as. To read. Then the person starts the sunnah. Then after the sunnah, tasbihat. How subhanallah, 33 times, alhamdulillah, 33 times, 34 times, Allahu Akbar. And this also has the teaches us how to make tasbih of Allah. Today we're all so much in a hurry. So much in a hurry. We can't take the time to read tasbihat, raise our hands, and make dua for our brothers and our sisters and families in Palestine. Now's the time to do it. If we can't slow our schedule a little bit now, shouldn't be that one day we'll have to do it. Now is the time to take lesson. So how do you read the subhanallah? Take your time, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Enjoy yourself. Yalla, you are pure. Purity belongs to you. Clean the heart out. Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to Allah. Say it with muhabbat and love. Allahu Akbar. Allah loves to be praised. Yalla, you are most great. Then when you finish your tasbihat, then la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. The seal upon those tasbihat. Now make your dua. Now make your dua. Now du'as are accepted after first salah. Make whatever dua you want. But there are times in the day where du'as are accepted. What is the hajjud time also? Du'as are accepted. Now it's already Laylatul Jumu'ah. Already Jumu'ah has started. So these are all special moments for us to make the dua, not to fall into a ghaflat. Tonight Allah Ta'ala knows best that how those families are going to sleep tonight. Whether they're going to sleep tonight, the fear that is in their heart right now, what will be the condition tomorrow morning, they don't even know. Allah has kept us in sukoon. Therefore we can take off some time, raise our hands, take off some sadqa, make some dua, make istighfar, and more than ever the ummah is in need of the rahmat of Allah. Right now we need the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Many people are asking, is a sign of qiyamah, sign of qiyamah. So Alim said, you see a sign of qiyamah, look in the mirror. You're one of the signs. You must come right. When you're coming right, it's a sign of qiyamah. After seeing so much and hearing so much, still not coming right. Still not giving up all the apps and the Facebook and the TikTok and whatever, all this. Delete it now. For the pleasure of Allah. They sacrifice the nafs and put the dagger of taqwa on the heart. They say, Allah, I'm doing it for your pleasure. Change the condition of the ummah. Please, now I can do it. Please, now I can do it for the pleasure of Allah, for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to delete a few apps. Not your life. They are giving their lives. And Allah's Qudrat, subhanAllah, the iman and yaqeen those people have, we haven't heard any one of them so far saying we surrender. We're giving our life for Masjid al-Aqsa. We'll sacrifice our families. If they can do that, we can give up the little apps. One, two apps, we can give it up. Many youngsters are asking now, is Dajjal coming? Is it soon? Is he coming? Are we ready for Dajjal to come? This ulama is saying, right now we cannot resist. We cannot resist now subscribing to one channel, another channel, or some movie site, or some football team, or to see. We can't resist, we can't stop, we have to put a like, we have to post something, we have to subscribe to it. They say, if Dajjal will come with his channel and his app, what a sensation that will be. Right, now we're hearing what some 5K or 4K, what K he will come with, Allah knows best. But he will come on all that. How? If I'm so used to, I'm already programmed now to subscribe, to like, to post something, to get so many followers. So I'm already in the system of Dajjal. When he will come with his app, and once you're going to subscribe, there's no unsubscribe button, I'm his murid for life. He just has to come and call. He just has to come and call, and all going to march. Am I ready? If I can't give up my soccer now, and all my haram activities, and my haram apps that I don't need, what we call layani, useless. There's no benefit to my dunya, no benefit to my akhirat. Detrimental to the ummah. Remember they say, Mufassirin say, when he comes to Masjid al-Aqsa, this is the thermometer of the ummah. Every haram has a different system for it. The haram of Masjid al-Aqsa is the thermometer of the ummah, Mufassirin say, the commentators of Quran say. That when the ummah goes into vice to a certain extent, then things happen in the Holy Land. Things happen in the Holy Land because the ummah's gunas. So we contribute to the betterment of it or to the detriment of it. To the betterment or the detriment. Our amal contribute. We are active. It's easy for us now to say boycott. Boycott. Boycott our sins. Give up our gunas. Leave it out. I will not download that app. It's out of my life. I don't need it. Yet like this app will save one baby. Allah prepared to let it go. It will save one masoom baby, Allah, I'm ready to let this app go. It will save one family, Allah, I'm prepared to let it go. And believe me, Allah will appreciate our qurbani. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُدِعُوا أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِ Allah's promise, Allah will never destroy and waste the reward of the good doers. Allah says, I'll never waste it. Allah is al-shakur, Allah is qadardan, Allah appreciates. Each person knows in his life what qurbani he is making. I got to give this up. Whatever I have in my life, if I have all haram photography and pictures and videos on my phone, Ya Allah, for the sake of Dhumma, I'm giving it up. As I mentioned, Ya Allah, if this will save one family, Ya Allah, I'm doing it tonight. For your pleasure. Qiyamah's day, that one small amal that I did, how weighty it will be for me on the scales of good deeds, only Allah knows. Because the ikhlas behind it, the cry behind it. The cry, we can imagine the Nabi of Allah to be alive in the qabr. What pain should not be going through his heart. When he lost 70 sahaba radiallahu anhum in Bi'r Ma'una, 70 qurra were assassinated. Nabi of Allah was pained, was so pained that for one month, he recited Qunut Nazila every day, cursing the tribes of Ri'an and Dhakwan. Allah must destroy them. The pain he went through. The 70 of his Sahaba Ikram that were Hufaz. He lost. Then in the battle of Uhud, Nabi of Allah lost there also. So Allah's systems, the Ummah will lose. But there's no loss. Ihdal Husniyyah, one of the two beautiful outcomes for a Muslim, either is victory or he'll get Shahadat. And here we have solace. That when a Shaheed, subhanAllah, one is now, he's shot, he's killed. Assassinated with a lethal weapon, then he's a shaheed. Wall falls on him, building falls on him, also shaheed. So all is a type of shahadat Allah has given the ummah. And Nabi of Allah mentioned more or less that the person who is a shaheed, Before his ruh leaves his body, he feels no pain whatsoever. He goes with a smile. He leaves dunya with a smile. There's no pain for him. That's why the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, when the janaza was passing, so somebody asked the Sahabi, who janaza is this? He says, your janaza. He got upset. He said, if you're upset about it, that is my janaza. Worry about your janaza. He's already gone. He's already gone. Today, the media has got us now crying. And also one point of Hazrat teaches us, subhanAllah, teaches us all these fine points. Now we become so accustomed to hearing on the radio reports, so-and-so passed away, oh, we get a message, janaza of so-and-so. We just read it. Nobody says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Even Haramain also, they'll shout. They say, salatul mayyit. And they say, janaza after. We just hear it, but nobody says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The sunnah too is coming out from the ummah. It becomes so common now. So many died, so many casualties, so many civilians, just numbers. This inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Hazrat Wala has whole bayan on it. This was a speciality Allah had given this ummah. No ummah before. Alladheena idha asabatum musibah, that those people, when any calamity afflicts them, qalu, they say, inna lillah, that we belong to Allah. And verily we will return to Allah. Just on this, ulaika alayhim. Allah says, because they said this, upon them is salawatum min rabbihim. Salawatum, we read salawat upon Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, I recite salawat upon you. Allah, special mercies and ni'mat. Salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmah. We hearing all the janazas, inna lillahi wa inna, inna lillahi, inna lillahi, inna lillahi. Allah's rahmat is descending. And focus that rahmat of Allah, ya Allah, send it to the people of Gaza. Ya Allah, send it to them. Transfer it. Hazrat says, even to the smallest dua we are reading. The dua that we are reading to go to the toilet, there's reward for that. That dua also, ya Allah, transfer the reward to the marhumin. Don't forget them. Send it to them all the time. So now the ummah is in dire need of the rahmat of Allah. So how much for us to increase our amal to draw the rahmat of Allah? One is our durood sharif to increase now. اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Quran says, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. كثيرا. In abundance. What is abundance? Mufti Khan Puri says, rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. If we read 3,000 durood or 3,000 istighfar, this will constitute abundance. We have fulfilled the command of Quran. 3,000. Allah give us topic from tonight, we start. Release with the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, 3,000. Then we recite, ya Allah, change the condition. And we know Yom Jumu'ah is the day of the ummah. It's the day for the Ummah of Rasulullah, it's our Eid day. Ya Allah, make it a real Eid day for the Ummah. As you mentioned before, Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh, Allah Ta'ala had blessed him every battle he won on the Yom Jumu'ah, on the day of Jumu'ah, every battle. He would wait for the time of khutbah, and at that time he would attack, because he knew at that time every khatib, every imam on the mimbar is making dua for Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh. At that time he would attack. Allah Ta'ala gave him custodianship of all three harams. Allah blessed him. May Allah put in the hearts of our rulers right now. We make dua for them. May Allah turn their hearts. And those that are in charge of the haramain, may Allah turn their hearts and give them the third haram also. Allah can do it. We all make dua, Allah can turn their hearts. Happened before in the history of Makkah al-Mukarramah, Hijaz al-Muqaddas, where they were such oppressive rulers. But some good deed they did in their life, they ransomed them, redeemed them. For our dua, we can ask Allah, ya Allah, all those right now, the custodian of Haramain, ya Allah, put in their heart something, that they'll put their foot in Aqsa. Allah Ta'ala give them the third haram, become the Alhamdulillah. When it comes to the Haramain, what aren't they doing for it? Allah shukr. Allah open their heart, and through the barakah of that, Allah opens their heart and give them the hidayah. Where now is for us to open our hearts and to make these duas and ask Allah for His rahmat. So all this one sunnah will make amal upon alike. Hazrat says they are like atom bombs. One sunnah is like an atom bomb. We're not using miswaks, we're using the miswak. Every sunnah to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would draw the help of Allah. Entering the masjid, Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. Today we become so neglectful, negligent, entering with the left leg, exiting with the right leg. That entering with the right leg also like an atom bomb. The court of Allah is making amal upon the sunnah. He's walked into the masjid like my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's muhabbat comes down. Now you read dua, Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmat. Ya Allah, open the doors of your rahmat. Ya Allah, send it there to Palestine. Send it to our brothers. You read in dua, ya Allah, send it there. And how that will happen? Ajiba was it explained. He says it snows on the bergs. Where we feel cold? Here in Devon. But it's snowing there. Here we didn't freeze. But we keep it. It's a natural phenomenon. In the spiritual world, there's no boundaries. There's no, the ummah is one ummah. It's one body. It's one body. What amal we will do here, it will increase. But as I mentioned, the most important thing right now is for us to give up our sins. Give it up. Haram devices we have, give it up. In the home we have haram electronic gadgets, devices, TVs. Now is the time to give it up. Allah, give us that imani taqat. There the homes have been taken away from them completely. At least we can take out the haram from our houses. The houses have been taken away, we can take out the haram from our houses. If we don't have the himmat, at least that one cable, take it out for now and throw it away. The connection, whatever it is, now the time to take it away, Allah, for your pleasure. On that, Allah, that one will amal. How Allah Ta'ala will cause an effect in the world, we can't understand it. But Allah will do it. Because ummat al-mu'minuna ka rajuli wahidin. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying the believers are like one person. In ishtaka aynuhu, ishtaka ra'suhu. If the eye pains, in ishtaka ra'suhu, ishtaka kulluhu. If his head pains, the entire body pains. The entire body pains. The pain, we should be feeling it right now. We should be feeling it right now, the pain in our hearts, that now Allah, we can do something to heal this body of the ummah. How are we going to heal it? I'm that part of the ummah now that's become gangrenous, ya Allah, and I'll amputate this haram from my life, take it out. So I can heal the ummah. The little we all do together, we'll see how Allah Ta'ala will turn the winds. Allah will turn the winds. When he came to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah took direct qurbani from them. Battle of Khandaq, direct qurbani. Absolutely cold. Winter months, Madina Munawwara. No food. Sahaba ikram came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi of Allah al-jur, O Nabi of Allah, hunger. We haven't eaten. They lifted the kurtas. One, they had stones tied to their bellies. Right now, our brothers are getting reports in Gaza. They say we are keeping roza and fasting for days right now. Because there's no food. And besides, if we have food also, he says we can't afford to go to the toilet. We avoid eating right now. Sahaba ihram was the same. One stone tied to the belly. Nabi of Allah lifts his Mubarak kurta. Stone, two stones tied to his belly. Here we're eating, alhamdulillah, full meals. We can give up our haram at least now. With the pleasure of Allah to change the conditions in the world, our Hazrat Wala says, "Am barakatuhu," the deen of Allah will prevail. The deen of Allah will prevail. Whether this is a sign of Qiyamah, ulama says still time for Qiyamah to come. People want to know right now, that this is one of the signs, will the Muslims take over Aqsa or not? Alright? Just like how we had different wars before, is another war right now. Still there are many signs about Constantinople, Istanbul, when that will be conquered, etc. Different events will happen in the world. What will be the outcome of this? Allah knows best. But it does not, is not confined to the people of Gaza. This is now for the ummah. It's a test for the entire ummah right now. The test for the entire ummah, what the ummah, how they're going to react. The thermometer is Al-Quds. And the dua is, Ya Allah, liberate Masjid Al-Aqsa, the entire ummah can go the entire haram. As you mentioned before also, when you were there now recently, so one old man stood up in the haram and started his bayan and giving the virtues of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had designated the miqat, what we call the miqat for ihram. For South Africans, before we pass here, Lamlam, which is in Yemen, that's our miqat, and this is going to Dubai, etc. And different miqats there are. One is Yalamlam, Qarnu Manazil Ji'arana, and Dhul Hulayfa. Dhul Hulayfa for people of Medina Munawwara. We tie ihram over there. So the Arab says that, understand, Allah has designated via Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the miqats. Before that, you have to tie your ihram. You cannot go without the ihram, passes miqat, you become into Baytullah. Here you have to come like a faqir. Here you have to come all dressed in white. He says, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they knew all the miqats. That this is the last point, now you're going to tie ihram. But there's no specific virtue mentioned. That if you tie here or you tie there, this is the reward. Nabi of Allah says that if you tie the ihram from Al-Quds, then your past sins and future sins are forgiven. And for you is Jannah. Not even the miqat also. This is now way before the miqat of Zul-Hulayfa. Sahaba Ikram will go all the way there to tie ihram. By Nabi of Allah said, guaranteed the gunas are forgiven. He says, this Allah has given, guaranteed to tie ihram the entire kuffar system and world right now. This is the fear. If Al-Quds has to open up, the entire Muslim Ummah will come in busloads from Turkey, from the Arab country, from all over the world. This will come and tie ihram over here. Then no one else in the world will have a hand over it. Muslim Ummah will take over the entire place. That is a dua right now. And the outcome of all of this, we should not forget. Hazrat says that the outcome of Taif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam going there, the outcome of Uhud, Badr, Khandaq, Khaybar, Fath Makkah, all of this, the final outcome of it is that deen has to prevail. Deen is not about this victory of the Muslims. It's about the deen of Allah has to be established on the earth. That is the purpose. Whether in Gaza also, they say we're going to make dua for them. Ya Allah, grant them iman, grant them taqwa, grant them resoluteness, firmness, that they must have the belief in Allah. The deen of Allah has to prevail. This is how ulama say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was prepared to see his own Nabi. Allah was prepared to see his own most beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being beaten up for the deen of Allah. For the deen of Allah is the most valuable thing. Nabi of Allah had to make the qurbani for the deen of Allah to prevail. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق يظهره على الدين كله. Allah said that we have sent our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to do the effort of deen so the deen of Islam prevail over all of the deens. يظهره so that it may prevail. The deen of Allah has to prevail. So dua is, Ya Allah, whatever may happen, the deen of Allah has to prevail in the world. Entire ummah, entire world has to come to the deen of Allah. And that is the success, not just in victory. That now we got power, we have victory. The deen of Allah has to prevail. That is the power. That is the power where deen will come into the world. This, as it says, we can look and see what is happening. And deen will prevail. You see, we don't want to be onlookers only. We want to share it. We want to share in the deen coming alive in the world. We can do it through dua. We can do it through sadaqah, through keeping roza, through doing extra a'mal, asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we have a share in deen becoming alive in the world. So this is the time, my dear brothers, where we have to draw the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Little bit of qurbani. There's few days now, close our shops a bit earlier, half an hour earlier, 15 minutes early, go to the masjid, take our time, read some Quran Sharif and beg, implore Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, change the halat. How much more qurbani are those people going to give? How much is nothing left for them to give right now? Big, small, women, children, the men. There's nothing left for them to give. They've given everything right now. That's why the cry right now is that we can at least give up our sins and our haram activities. Now is the time to do it. For the pleasure of Allah, and ask Allah, give us that iman and taqwa now. Allah, save us that we shouldn't be tested. We had a little bit of protests over here and riots. We know what happened to us. Now we came back to a safe haven, like nothing is going to happen. Allah protect us. Allah keep us safe. But things can happen overnight. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. And we see through this, the sifat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Muqeet, we implore Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala send sustenance for them. How Allah will send it, Allah will send it for them. How Allah Ta'ala send for Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu anhum, when they went on an expedition, and they were along the seashore, Allah Ta'ala sent for them Ambar. A massive whale came out from the ocean. And they say, we ate. Massive fish it was. Sahaba Ikram said, it was Allah's Ikram. And they packed some also for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah sent from the ocean for them. How Allah Ta'ala will send it? Allah will send it for them. Allah Ta'ala has his plan. Allah Ta'ala has his means. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will send it. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make up. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم، رب اغفر وارحم، رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. لا إله إلا الله وحده، أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا قهار، يا فتاح، يا قوي، يا عزيز، يا مقيت، يا حسيب، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. O Kareem Rahim Allah, most powerful Allah, Qadir Mutlaq Allah, Ya Allah, all power belongs to you, my Allah. Might belongs to you, my Allah. Sovereignty belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, every piece of the earth belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbul Ghazza, my Allah. Ghazza belongs to you, my Allah. Palestine belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have the final say, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. No one can do as they want to on your zameen, on your earth, O Kareem Rahim Allah. It's only by your permission and through our amal, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you through your asma'ul husna. Ya Allah, through the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sadqa and tawfeel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, O my Allah. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O my Allah, forgive our sins of the day, the sins of the night. Ya Allah, give us taqwa like sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Give us the iman of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. O my Allah, protect our iman, protect our brothers and sisters and families in Gaza, in Palestine, O my Allah. Around the world, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, they have only been killed because they believe in you, O my Allah. Because they take your name, O my Allah. O my Allah, this is not the reason, O Kareem Rahim Allah, they belong to you. Ya Allah, they are ummatis of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O most powerful Allah, O most powerful Allah. O my Allah, show them your qudrat, O my Allah. Show them your power, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have nothing to show you, my Allah. Our amal are broken, we don't have taqwa, we don't have yaqeen upon you. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, to the barakah of the tears and the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the ma'asum blood of those babies, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, send on your malaika, oh my Allah. The malaika that you send in Badr, in Uhud. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, it is just one dispatch of yours, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, work will be done, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, send Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam with 600 wings, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, just tonight we come with you to sleep. Oh my Allah, to put the babies asleep tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, his one wing was spread over Gaza, oh my Allah. They will have sukoon and amalat, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, send him, oh my Allah. Allahumma ayyidhum bi ruhil Qudus. Oh my Allah, you send him. Ya Allah, is that difficult for you, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah? Oh my Allah, the suffer he made at Mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam al-Quds, oh my Allah. Send him once again, oh my Allah. Send your malaika, oh my Allah. Cover them, conceal them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you put an iron dome around them from your qudrat, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Which nothing can penetrate, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, power belongs to you, might belongs to you. Oh my Allah, they are laughing at the Muslims of the world that we have all the ammunition and armory and weaponry. What do you have? Oh my Allah, we only have you. Oh my Allah, we only have you. Ya Allah, we have no salah to give you. We have no rosa. Ya Allah, we have no sadaqa. Ya Allah, all our amal are broken. Our taqwa is broken. Oh my Allah, give us a sense of iman to give up our haram, oh my Allah. Give us an iman, itaqat, oh my Allah. Give our youth, oh my Allah. Our young boys, our young girls, oh my Allah. Our seniors, oh my Allah. Give us tawfiq, oh my Allah, to give up our haram, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, to bring sunnahs into our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are all the footballers of the world, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we worship them, oh my Allah. Now they are kicking us back, oh my Allah. They have no love for the Muslims, oh my Allah. Give our youth the tawfiq, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, to bring sunnahs into their life, oh my Allah. The sunnah lifestyle, the sunnah, the hairstyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, give them the hidayah, oh my Allah, to put the hair right, oh my Allah, for every hair of stand that they will, ya Allah, they will sacrifice and they will cut in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Every stand of him, oh my Allah, save one baby from Gaza, oh my Allah. Save one family from Gaza, oh my Allah. Put it in their heart, oh my Allah, to bring the sunnah alive, oh my Allah, from
Umayyad to do Umayyallah. Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq to burn those t-shirts of the soccer players Umayyallah, and to don the Sahaba Ikram's don Umayyallah, what garb they use Umayyallah. Ya Allah, you have love for them. Change the conditions, Ya Allah, of the world Umayyallah. With the Qurbani of the youth of the Ummah, Umay Kareem Rahim Allah, the turns, Ya Allah, you can turn the tables of the Ummah, Umayyallah, give them the Imani Taqat Umayyallah. Umay Kareem Rahim Allah, Umay Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Allah, on this beautiful light of Jummah, the light of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umayyallah, send down your help, Umayyallah. Send down your protection, Umayyallah. Ya Allah, clothe them. Umayyallah, feed them. Umayyallah, give them water to drink. Umayyallah, accommodate them tonight, Umayyallah. Send down your help. Ya Allah, you've given us so much in this country. Ya Allah, we will go back home. We'll have sweet sleep tonight, Ya Allah. We'll put on the aircons, Umayyallah. Umayyad Ibrahim Allah. And tomorrow we'll bust our Fajr Salah. Umayyallah, they're making wuzu in the blood of the babies, Umayyallah. Carrying those babies in their hands, Umayyallah, the blood flowing, they're making wuzu for Salah. Umayyallah, you've given us so much, Umayyallah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, Salah in our lives, Umayyallah. Give us Salah in our lives, Umayyallah. Altumusun Salatula Omoto Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh may Allah, give us an iman is just by taqat and strength, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, save us from nafs and shaitan, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, give us an hidayat, oh may Allah. Protect our Muslim sisters in the world, oh may Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, Allahumma ja'al tadbirahum tadbirahum. Ya Allah, make the plans fall upon their own heads, oh my Allah. Let it backfire, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, put a rab and fear in their hearts, oh my Allah. Send your armies against them, oh my Allah. Junudan lam taruha. Such armies which we haven't seen in our lives, oh my Allah. Like how you sent against Abraha, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. You sent Tayran Ababil. You sent the little birds, oh my Allah, who cut missiles in their beaks, oh my Allah. Every single person's name was imprinted on that, on the stones, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Send your armies of the birds, O my Allah. Send the winds, O my Allah. Send the waters, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Shake the earth below them, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Open up the earth, O my Allah. Swallow them, hidayat written for them, O my Allah. Allah, turn their hearts around. Give them hidayat, O my Allah. If hidayat is not written for them, Ya Allah, remove them from the face of the earth. Let their deen prevail, O my Allah. Your Nabi will become happy, O my Allah. O my Allah. If only we had ears of the heart, we would hear the cry of the Rona. Oh Allah, how much longer will we make the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cry? Oh Allah, how much longer? Oh Allah, we hurt him enough. Oh Allah, how much more will we hurt him? Oh Allah, oh Allah, call the heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Well, he will give you that. He will become happy. Oh, Allah, we beg of you. Give us his hand. Ya Allah, we don't do wrong. Ya Allah, save us the nafs and shaitan. Give us the imani taqat. Give our youth. Give our young boys, our young girls. Ya Allah, guide us, oh, Allah. Give us the iman. Make us soldiers of deen, oh, Allah. Make us soldiers of deen, oh, Allah. Oh, Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, give us some ghairah. Make us sensitive for our deen. Oh my Allah, we become so hard and dark inside, we don't feel anything. Oh my Allah, forgive us. Oh my Allah, forgive us. Oh my Allah, forgive the Ummah. Allahumma ahdi Ummati Muhammad. Allahumma aslih Ummata Muhammad. Allahumma ahdi Ummata Muhammad. Allahumma ansur Ummata Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. The entire world has ganged up, oh my Allah. From the west and the east, oh my Allah. You devour the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They are calling one another, oh my Allah. Different countries, oh my Allah. They are taking partaking from one bowl, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, they made a joke of the Ummah, oh my Allah. Qurbani was given with this Ummah to come into existence, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, blood was given in Taif. Oh my Allah, Qurbani was given in Mina. Ya Allah, in Uhud, in Khandaq, oh my Allah. What has happened to the Ummah, oh my Allah? We are the weakest part of the Ummah. Ya Allah, we have nothing to give. Oh my Allah, we already have the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the blood, the mass of people is of ghassa, oh my Allah, we present to you tonight. And the cries of the mothers, oh my Allah, Abdurrahman, Ya Allah, you are Rahman, you are Rahim, Ya Allah, you are Rahmat overseas, and I'm opposed to anger, Ya Allah, Abdurrazi, Hoja, Ya Allah, let you become happy, Ya Allah, you become happy. Ya Allah, you become happy. Ya Allah, we know we upset you. Ya Allah, you become happy with the Ummah. Become happy with the Ummah. Become happy with the Ummah. you're doing that. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, it's only you, though. It's only your power. Ya Allah, one kun al-fayakun, oh my Allah. The tables will turn around, the conditions will change. Open Masjid al-Aqsa, oh my Allah. Free it, oh my Allah. Give it back to the Ummah, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, once again, give it to the Ummah, oh my Allah. How much more the Ummah see if the blood flowing, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, give once again, ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayah, Ya Allah. Open the doors, oh Ya Allah. Bring the woman back to the masjid, oh Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let salah become, Ya Allah, the maqsad of our life, oh Ya Allah. Let me run to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from today, Ya Allah, till our mouth, oh Ya Allah. Give us for every salah in the masjid, Ya Allah. Wa takbir ul and safri awal, Ya Allah, give us more in the condition, oh Ya Allah, that you're making sajda before you, oh Ya Allah. Save us from the haram avenues and deeds, some drugs, oh Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from the haram avenues, some zina, oh Ya Allah. All haram activities, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us a pure and clean life, oh my Allah. Keep us clean, oh my Allah. Every day we tell, oh my Allah, it's only haram calling to us. Calling at us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, only you can save us, oh my Allah. Only you can save us, only you can save us, oh my Allah. We implore you and beg of you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, turn the tide for us, oh my Allah. The purity prevail in the world. Whether my whole is pure and clean with the ummah, oh my Allah. In our homes, our hearts, our businesses, make it pure and clean. Like the beautiful environment of Medina Munawwara, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, the Subh of Medina, the Shab of Medina, oh my Allah, begin in every city and town of Kareem Rahim Allah, when the environment becomes pure and beautiful, oh my Allah, make Iman easy for us, make Salah easy for us, make Quran easy for us, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, we implore you, we beg you, on the beautiful night of Jumu'ah, we give the Ummah Hidayat, we change the condition of the Ummah, Ya Allah, let there be a ceasefire, oh my Allah, Ya Allah, give Fadah and victory to the Muslims in the world, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Let your deen prevail, O my Allah. Let hidayah spread in the world, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us sufi to take our time to make dua. Ya Allah, give us the hajjud in our lives, O my Allah. Give us dua in our lives, give us dhikr in our lives. Accept all the khidmat of deen that is taking place, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Forgive us, keep us upon hidayah. Take us in a condition that you are happy with us. And all those that are passed on, O my Allah. Kulli qabru nur, O my Allah. Make them maghfirat, O my Allah. Raise them, O my Allah. Take care of their families, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us assets of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us assets, O my Allah, that Ya Allah, we do the effort of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my beloved Allah, we thank you for all your namas and bounties you have given us. Ya Allah, we haven't asked for Iman, you give us Iman. Ya Allah, we haven't asked for food, you give us food and homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all the beautiful namas, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us, Ya Allah, from being stingy. Save us from our shukri, being ungrateful, O my Allah. Make us amongst those that are grateful to you. Ya Allah, thank you, my Allah. Reward our parents, O my Allah. Reward our spouses, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our children, our families, our businesses, our properties, our cars, our lives, our homes, our iman, our taqwa, our masajid, our makatib, our darul ulum. O my Allah, deen prevail in the world, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, reward our satiza, our mashaykh, our sheikh, O my Allah. Reward them the best of rewards, O my Allah. Keep your rahmat upon them. Ya Allah, give us sufiq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to become among those that are haqqani and rabbani. O my Allah, save us from being, Ya Allah, stay and deviating, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, we thank you for the beautiful ni'mat of Iman. O my Allah, keep us within your ni'mat and take us in your ni'mat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, open the Haramain Sharifain and the three harams of the Ummah and take us all over and over again, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.